Sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Son and of the Holy Spirit, and Christ is in our midst. I greet all of you on the beginning of the Lenten Triodion, the Zacchaeus Sunday. You have to appreciate a little bit who Zacchaeus is. First of all, Scripture says he's a man of short stature. I imagine in the ancient Near East, many people were short in those days, but he was probably more so, which was sort of a physical deformity, perhaps, or at least something's gone wrong that he is so short. But perhaps the worst situation he's in, he's a tax collector. He's not a Roman tax collector. He's Jewish. He's among those people collecting taxes on behalf of Rome. And he gets to exact what he wants from everybody with the full force of the Roman army behind him. So he was rich. He was a tax collector. He was just somebody you wouldn't invite to your house. And he is somebody that you wouldn't befriend, and that you would probably despise his appearance. But for some reason, he wants to get a glimpse of this Jesus. He's probably heard about Jesus. I think we kind of think that Jesus is kind of like wandering around village to village. No, it was probably a well-organized effort. Maybe a little marketing department. But there was a way in which the word got out that Christ was coming this way. And there would be a big entourage. Followers, helpers, And people who are just, they just want to be with him when he travels. And they just go where he goes. So Zacchaeus obviously heard, this Jesus is coming. I want to get a look at him. But he understands that he's way too short. The throng of the crowd probably won't let him see as well. So he does what the kids do. Climb up into a tree. I'm not sure if the icon has kids or not. But kids climb trees in the ancient Near East. They still climb them today if you go there. And they look and they get a bird's eye view of what's happening. So Zacchaeus climbs up with the kids. Kind of like strike three. And he gets a glimpse at Christ. And Christ looks up. A tax collector. He's in the tree with the kids. Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to be at your house. And of course, the scriptures point out, like, why would you go to his house? How could you be in the company of a sinner? And of course, we heard what Christ said. I don't come to seek the self-righteous. I don't come to seek the good. I don't come to seek the beautiful and the wonderful. I come to seek those who are lost. I come to seek those who are in need of my help, in need of God's help. What is it then that Zacchaeus has that we can learn from this gospel? And I probably said it last year, so I'm sorry if it's the same, but it's the truth. And it's what needs to be told to us every year, or at least needs to be told to me. And that is, Zacchaeus had a desire to see God. A desire, maybe he couldn't articulate it, but there was just something that said, I need to get up into this tree and take a look at what's going on. Then something remarkable happens. He stands up and he says, I'm giving half of my wealth to the poor. And if I cheated anybody, which would be everybody, then I restore fourfold. So this desire led to something incredible, repentance, and a desire to live a better life. If I could put a theme through the whole pre-Lenten season, which is what I like to do a lot of times, like I like to take periods of time and put a thread through the whole thing to tie it up and to make sense. This year I'm going to use the idea of packing for a journey, preparing to go on a trip. Those of you who have been through the Great Lent, it is an incredible journey. Those of you who this is your first time, it's an incredible journey. And you'll see what we mean by this if you want to go on that particular journey. And what do you and I do when we go on a trip? We typically pack our bags. We decide ahead of time what kind of bag do we need. It kind of depends on the trip. So I brought some examples. Hang on. So this is the biggest bag I had in my garage. I don't normally travel with this, but this could be the size of bag that you need. What would determine the size of bag that I need for now? And I think it's the most important because it's the first Sunday. I think we need to have first in our bag desire. Desire to see God. So, there's a couple rules. I didn't say the rules yet. Because I have other bags in here. and we get to take our choice. Whatever bag you choose, you're able to carry. Okay, so that's a given. You're able to carry it. And we're not allowed to look at anyone else's bag. We can't judge, oh, your bag is bigger than mine. Well, your bag is really small. We can't judge. And remember from the life of St. Mary of Egypt, remember Zosimus? And he talked about the way of the monastery in that particular area of Egypt when the monks would leave for the 40 days to wander the desert. And they would bring with them what they would. Some would bring no food, and some would bring a little food. And what was the arrangement? The monks never told each other about their 40-day sojourn in the desert. So that's kind of like the spirit of this. You carry your bag, and you tell no one of your experience, and no one gets to look at your bag and judge. I actually got this idea from the Great Divorce book. Because remember when we read at the end of the Great Divorce, remember how, well, first at the beginning they get on the bus and you have all kinds of characters and they're on their way to heaven. But then we learn at the end of the book, if you haven't read that, I'm sorry if I'm ruining it, but we learn that hell is a really, really small place. And yet everything can fit in there, especially if we want to be there. Okay, so there's this bag. Then there's this bag. Okay, so it's quite a bit smaller than that bag. Then there's this bag, my Crown Royal bag. And then here's another bag that I stole from the bookstore. I will return it. Well, what happened to it? Here it is. Then there's this bag. Okay, so you have a choice of this bag, the yellow bag, or the big black bag. It's all dependent on your desire to see Christ. If our desire is really big, then take the big bag, and we're going to fill it with five major things. Week after week, we're going to fill it. The first thing we're going to put in there is desire to see God. Next week, I'm going to put in the bulletin some other little things that you should put into your bag for your journey. If you choose the little dinky red bag, I suppose that's okay too. Because we don't all have the same desire to see God. We don't have the same desire to live our life according to the Christian faith. And that's why I say we have to be careful not to judge who's carrying what bag. Because maybe the little dinky bag is all someone can carry. And again, one of the rules was whatever bag you choose, you can carry. And so we'll put something in the bag next week. And I forgot there's a third rule. You can switch bags whenever you want. Because sometimes, as a priest, I have seen people who can only carry the little dinky bag. But then as time goes on, they're carrying the really huge bag that they thought they could never carry. But they can. You can. That's one of the rules of the trip that we're going to go on. My hope and my prayer, whatever bag you choose will be sufficient to carry everything we need for our journey through the Great Lent. Now, no one's going to be watching what we do during the Great Lent. And I don't mean to be flippant, but I know, you know, everyone will come to confession, I didn't fast. I know. I would not want you to say, Father, I did it! I did everything perfectly! Because then all of a sudden, oh, everything was just lost. We keep it to ourselves. If you have to confess something, fine. But I already know, because I'm like you. It's difficult to go through the fast. It's difficult to remain faithful to it when no one's looking. It's difficult to go to those parties and those gatherings and those little sausages in that barbecue sauce with a toothpick in it. It's hard not to grab one of those. But when we have control, when we have the ability to say, I have full capacity to choose and to pick what I'm going to take on the journey. And when you have that opportunity to say, I'm going to take the church's discipline with me on the journey, then I think you will find that you'll come out a little bit more satisfied with your efforts. And even if you totally disregard the fast, go back to Pascha night. Go forward to Pascha night. When St. John Chrysostom says, you heedless and you sober, those who kept the fast and those who disregarded the fast, come, the fatted calf is set sumptuously for the feast. Christ doesn't judge. We don't judge each other. What Christ wants is for you to desire Him, because He desires you. He desires to have fellowship and communion and love and companionship and to share His divinity with you. But it's not something He doesn't manipulate, He doesn't tempt, He doesn't do anything but wait patiently for you to desire Him and to put some effort into it, like climbing a tree and giving half of your goods to the poor. And anybody you cheated, repay them fourfold. That's what God is looking for. And then He'll say, today, salvation has come to this house. A blessed pre-Lenten season, a blessed planning, the packing for your trip, for our journey together through the Great Lent. And may Almighty God, whatever size bag we carry, bless us and grace us with His strength and His love and His mercy. Amen. Amen.